Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's all done. We've left behind the lights and tinsel of Christmas, and for many of us, we're returning to normal, if being in seminary can be considered a normal lifestyle. But you're here, and we're back in session, and many of you even traveled, returning to Fort Wayne, having visited family and friends over your extended Christmas vacation. But now it's time to get back into gear again, and the church also shifts after the Nativity of our Lord as we move into the rest of the festival of Christmas, as we move into the Epiphany. As you and I well know, the word Epiphany means to reveal, to manifest, to make known. And what is revealed in this season of the church year is that Jesus is truly the Son of God, the Savior of the world. The season of Epiphany establishes clearly that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, who has come to save his people from their sins. The gospel lesson appointed for the first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. It is, as we just heard in the gospel, the baptism of our Lord. And the key to understanding the baptism of our Lord is to remember that Jesus did not come to earth for his benefit, but rather he came for our benefit. He did not come to earth in order to receive honor and glory. He had plenty of that in heaven. But rather, he came to earth in order to suffer and die and rise again. He came to fulfill all righteousness. And so to understand the baptism of our Lord, we must view this baptism with the perspective that Jesus is doing that which will benefit us and bring us salvation. When Jesus stepped into the Jordan River, he was announcing that he, and he alone, would shoulder the responsibility for the sins of all people for all time. And you and I know the payment for these sins fell due in the passion of our Lord, from Gethsemane and on to Calvary. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 50, Jesus says, "But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed." And that baptism was Jesus' bloody baptism on Calvary's cross. On Calvary, he did die a most horrible death, made all the more horrific because the pains he bore in his body could not begin to compare with the spiritual pain he bore when he was forsaken by his Father and suffered the very pains of hell for your sins and mine. Oh, dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? We sing in Lent. And of course, you and I know the answer. It is none. He has broken no law. And the sinless Son of God, this beloved Son, came to earth as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When Jesus entered the Jordan River, he knew full well what he was doing. He was beginning his public ministry. He was beginning the journey down the road that would lead to Calvary. At his baptism, Jesus was revealed as the one who did come to take away the sins of the world. At his baptism, Jesus revealed, manifested himself as the Christ, the Anointed One, who was to pay for the sins of all. And the Father confirmed this revelation as heaven was torn open. And what happened here was a great act of God, a great act by which he inaugurated our Lord Jesus Christ into his mighty office of prophet, priest, and king. Because of our sinfulness, heaven had been closed to us. And by grace, through faith in Jesus, heaven is now open. We have access to God the Father, knowing that Jesus is our intercessor. Jesus is revealed as the one who was anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit descends upon Jesus as a dove. And St. Peter, in his conversation with Cornelius, recorded in Acts chapter 10, says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And Jesus is now prepared to carry out his work of salvation. It is now time to begin his public ministry. The Father announces that Jesus is his beloved Son. And there can be no doubt that God the Father is announcing to all that the man before them is the Christ. And the Father proclaims in this pronouncement that Jesus goes with his love as he is about his Father's business, the saving of lost, sinful people. For us, there can be no greater comfort than to know that this Jesus is indeed our Savior. He was baptized in the Jordan so that he may stand at our side as the lost, sinful people we are. Jesus was baptized as an inauguration into his public ministry. And with the power of the Spirit upon him and the loving approval of his Father, Jesus began his journey to Gethsemane and Calvary. And it was there on that hill that the sinless Son of God ransomed us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. In victory, he rose from the grave. Triumphantly, he shall return. And we, his beloved children, shall reap an eternal reward because of the great things he has done for us. Amen. Let us rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.